Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you still believe that Social Security should be ended as a federal program as you did 6 months ago when your book came out? And return to the states? Or do you want to retreat for that?
I think we ought to have a conversation.
We're having that right now, Governor.
I'll finish this conversation.
Governor, the term Ponzi scheme is what scared seniors, number one. And number two, suggesting that Social Security should no longer be a federal program and return to the states and unconstitutional is likewise frightening. Look, there are a lot of very bright people who agree with you. And that's your view. I happen to have a different one. I think that Social Security is an essential program. That we should change the way we're funding
it. You said if people did it in the private sector,
it
would be called criminal. That's in your book.
All right, you think they really, either one of them, read each other's book? There are the two leaders at the moment, anyway, in the Republican contest to be the next president, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, clashing over Social Security. The Tea Party CNN GOP debate in the focus, as is the presidential, it's sort of a campaign underway, right? The debate Monday night began with each of them taking a few seconds to introduce themselves and explain why they're running.
Delighted to be here. Yesterday we were reminded how extraordinary this country is when we pull together during a time of need. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are deeply divided. I believe I have the experience and the leadership necessary to move this country forward.
I'm Herman Cain. I am the only non-politician on this stage tonight, and I believe that America has become a nation of crises. That's why I want to be president of the United States of America.
My name is Michelle Bachmann. I know we can do so much better in this country. That's why I'm the chief author of the bill to repeal Dodd-Frank, the bill to repeal Obamacare, and that's why I brought the voice of the Tea Party to the United States Congress as the founder of the Tea Party Caucus.
My name is Mitt Romney, and like you, I recognize that America's economy is in crisis. Got a lot of people without work. And a lot of people wonder whether the future is going to be brighter for their kids. I spent my life in the private sector. I understand how jobs come to America and why they go. And I want to use that experience to get America growing again, adding jobs, and assuring every citizen that they know that their kid and their grandkid will have a brighter future. Thank you.
I'm Governor Rick Perry, and I'm proud to be here today with the Tea Party Express. And I simply want to get America working again and make Washington, D.C. as inconsequential in your life as I can.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I've been in the Congress for 20 years. My goal has always been to promote the cause of liberty and to obey the Constitution. I plan to do that as president as well.
I'm Newt Gingrich. I think it is totally appropriate that we're having this particular debate on 9/12. And in the spirit of 9/12, I hope to work with you to fundamentally, profoundly change Washington in what will be a long and difficult struggle against the forces of reaction and special interest.
I'm Rick Santorum. I'm a former two-term senator from a state that has over a million more registered Democrats than Republicans. And I won two elections there without having to change my policies or my party to win.
So the first speaker there was Rick Perry, who talked about bringing people together. He's probably the most divisive in terms of points of view and lack of being able to work with people of that whole group there. He won, by the way. There was a poll that we had at DougSteffen.com over the weekend. Who do you think is, I think it was the debate last weekend, and 22% of you said Rick Perry. So our poll, today sort of focuses on the same thing. Help yourself to DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, we're focused here on the countdown on what went on last night, who said what about whom. Wolf Blitzer from CNN was the one asking the questions. And so he first started with Mitt Romney, focusing on Perry's comments about Social Security And Perry jumps in.
Governor Romney, you've said that Governor Perry's position on Social Security is, quote, unacceptable and could even obliterate the Republican Party. Are you saying he could not, as Republican nominee, beat Barack Obama?
No, what I'm saying is that what he just said, I think most people agree with, although the term Ponzi scheme, I think, is over the top and unnecessary and frightful to many people. But the real issue is that in writing his book, Governor Perry pointed out that in his view, that Social Security is unconstitutional, that this is not something the federal government ought to be involved in, that instead it should be given back to the states. And I think that view, and the view that somehow Social Security has been forced on us over the past 70 years, that by any measure, again, quoting from his book, by any measure, Social Security has been a failure, this is after 70 years of tens of millions of people relying on Social Security, that's a very different matter. So the financing of Social Security, we've all talked about at great length. In the last campaign, 4 years around, John McCain said it was bankrupt. I put in my book a series of proposals as to how to get it on sound financial footing so that our kids can count on it, not just our current seniors. But the real question is, does Governor Perry continue to believe that Social Security should not be a federal program, that it's unconstitutional, and it should be returned to the states? Or is he going to retreat from that view?
Let's let Governor Perry respond. You have 30 seconds.
If what you're trying to say is that back in the 30s and the 40s that the federal government made all the right decisions, I disagree with you. And it's time for us to get back to the Constitution. And a program that's been there 70 or 80 years, obviously we're not going to take that program away. But for people to stand up and support what they did in the 30s or what they're doing in the 2010s is not appropriate for America.
But the question is, do you still believe that Social Security should be ended as a federal program as you did 6 months ago when your book came out and returned to the states? Or do you want to retreat from that?
I think we ought to have a conversation.
We're having that right now, Governor.
I'll finish this conversation. But the issue is, are there ways to move the states into Social Security for state employees or for retirees? We did in the state of Texas back in the 1980s. I think those types of thoughtful conversations with America, rather than trying to scare seniors like you're doing and other people, it's time to have a legitimate conversation in this country about how to fix that program where that's not bankrupt and our children actually know that there's going to be a retirement program there for them.
Yeah, Governor, the term Ponzi scheme is what scared seniors, number one. And number two, suggesting that Social Security should no longer be a federal program and return to the states and unconstitutional is likewise frightening. Look, there are a lot of very bright people who agree with you. And that's your view. I happen to have a different one. I think that Social Security is an essential program, that we should change the way we're funding it.
Governor, you called it a criminal. You said if people did it in the private sector,
it
would be called criminal. That's in your book.
All right, there we are, back and forth. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, blah, 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 blah. I think it would be interesting to have Ron Paul get in on this conversation. We have lots of excerpts and lots of input, hopefully, from you at 800-510-8255. The Obama jobs plan, as we have time for it, but politics front and center as usual on the News Talk Radio Countdown.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown. National Republicans have long deflected accusations they have any particular connection to Tea Party or there's any pressure. I'm not sure whether you still think that's the case. Mitt Romney and Ron Paul gang up on Rick Perry at the debate last night.
Does Governor Perry deserve any credit for all those jobs that were created in Texas?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Go ahead and tell him how much credit he deserves.
Well, look, you know, I think Governor Perry would agree with me that if you dealt four aces, that doesn't make you necessarily a great poker player. And four aces, and the four aces that are terrific aces the nation should learn from were the ones I described. Zero income tax, low regulation, right-to-work state, oil in the ground, and a Republican legislature. Those things are terrific. And by the way, there has been great job growth in Texas. Under Ann Richards, job growth was 2.5% a year. Under George Bush, was 3% a year. Under Rick Perry, it's been 1% a year. Those are all good numbers. Those are all good numbers. But Texas is a great state. And I'll tell you, if you think that the country is like Texas, going swimmingly well, then somebody who's done that is just terrific. But if you think the country needs a turnaround, that's what I do.
All right, Governor Perry, you were dealt four aces.
Well, I was going to say, Mitch, you were doing pretty good until you got to talking poker. But the fact is, the state of Texas has led the nation. While the current resident of the White House is overseeing the loss of 2.5 million jobs, Texas has, during my period as the governor, created over 1 million jobs. And we did that during some pretty tough economic periods. One of the things that's really important, one of the things that the Fed Reserve chairman said was the most powerful, one of the most powerful things that happened was tort reform that we passed in that state. And you want to talk about some powerful job creation, tell the trial lawyers to get out of your state and to quit costing businessmen and women. That's what needs to happen in the states, and it's also what needs to happen at the federal level, passing federal tort reform at those federal levels.
Congressman Paul, you're from Texas. Does your governor deserve all that credit?
Not quite. I'm a taxpayer there. My taxes have gone up. Our taxes have doubled since he's been in office. Our debt, our spending has gone up double. Our debt has gone up nearly triple.
Yeah. All right, so there's the real story. That's Ron Paul. The Monday night debate, front runners front and center on the countdown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And politics front and center, the GOP debate. We've got excerpts from it. And then we have talk radio and talk television commentary from the so-called experts. 800-510-8255. Well, we haven't heard from Michelle Bachmann yet, but we'll rectify that right now.
Governor Perry, as you well know, you signed an executive order requiring little girls, 11 and 12-year-old girls, to get a vaccine to deal with a sexually transmitted disease that could lead to cervical cancer. Was that a mistake?
It was, indeed. If I had it to do over again, I would have done it differently. I would have gone to the legislature, worked with them. But what was driving me was obviously making a difference about young people's lives. Cervical cancer is a horrible way to die. And I happen to think that what we were trying to do was to clearly send the message that we're going to give moms and dads the opportunity to make that decision with parental opt-out. Parental rights are very important in the state of Texas. We do it on a long list of vaccines that are made. But on that particular issue, I will tell you that I made a mistake by not going to the legislature first. Let me address Ron Paul just a minute by saying I will use an executive order to get rid of as much of Obamacare as I can on day one.
Congresswoman Bachmann, do you have a problem with anything that Governor Perry just said? You're a mom.
I'm a mom, and I'm a mom of three children. And to have innocent little 12-year-old girls be forced to have a government injection through an executive order is just flat out wrong. That should never be done. That's a violation of a liberty interest. That's little girls who have a negative reaction to this potentially dangerous drug don't get a mulligan. They don't get a do-over. The parents don't get a do-over. That's why I fought so hard in Washington, D.C. against President Obama and Obamacare. President Obama, in a stunning, shocking level of power now, just recently told all private insurance companies, you must offer the morning after abortion pill because I said so, and it must be free of charge. That same level, coming through executive orders and through government dictates, is wrong. And that's why, again, we have to have someone who's absolutely committed to the repeal of Obamacare, and I am.
It's a tough Tea Party crowd. The crowd was having a tough time, save for the presence of Michelle Bachmann, who's been working with this constituency and catered to its sympathies during the debate. From CNN, Anderson Cooper and John King talk about the emergence of Social Security as an issue.
John, do you think Social Security has become, at this point, the key hot-button issue or something we'll see coming up throughout the primary?
Without a doubt, and here's why. Number one, if you listen to these Tea Party voters in this room, I was at a luncheon with a bunch of them today. Many of them agree with Governor Perry, and especially with what Governor Perry wrote in his book, Fed Up, and said in interviews just after that. They think Social Security is unconstitutional, and they would prefer a transition where 20 or 30 years from now, it was all returned back to the states. Now, Governor Perry did not answer yes or no tonight when he was asked, is it unconstitutional? He had, because of the political pressure, to write an essay in the USA Today today, and he said it here tonight, that he wants to reform the program, but not touch anything for anyone who's in Social Security now or 5 or 10 years away from the program. Governor Romney believes this is a vulnerability. The challenge is a lot of Republican primary voters, especially Tea Party voters, are more with Governor Perry's position on this. What Governor Romney is trying to prove, he's trying to make the case that this would make Governor Perry unelectable. That in a general election, a state like Florida, a state like Pennsylvania, even a small state but a swing state like Iowa, where you have a higher population of senior voters, Governor Romney's trying to make the case to Republican voters, if you want the candidate with the best chance of beating Barack Obama, a candidate who can be viewed as someone who would abolish or someone who thinks Social Security is unconstitutional, is not your guy. Governor Perry, standing by what he said, he says the issue now is reforming it, but look for this to continue on what he said in the book, not what he said in the essay, the fact that he thinks the founding fathers would turn in their graves, that Social Security shouldn't be there.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu. Says pharmacist Papatya Tankut from CVS Pharmacy.
We encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible.
Every CVS Pharmacy and MinuteClinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Doug Steffen here with the second half hour of this hour of our review of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented, conversational radio. And so the GOP debate, this sort of Tea Party thing, was done by CNN. Fifth GOP debate, Tea Party Express, the folks that worked to submit questions, and they were audibly in the audience for sure. So we've got a lot of people back and forth, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul and Rick Perry. Michelle Bachmann, actually, went after Rick Perry again. If you didn't hear the exchange a few minutes ago, Rick Perry was talking about that vaccine to deal with sexually transmitted diseases, and Michelle Bachmann really took him over the coals, and she goes after him one more time here.
Was what you signed into law, that vaccine for 11- and 12-year-old girls, was that, as some of your critics have suggested, a mandate?
No, sir, it wasn't. It was very clear. It had an opt-out. And at the end of the day, this was about trying to stop a cancer and giving the parental option to opt out of that. And at the end of the day, you may criticize me about the way that I went about it, but at the end of the day, I am always going to err on the side of life. And that's what this was really all about for me.
Senator Santorum,
can I answer that, Wolf?
Hold on one second. First Congresswoman Bachmann, then Senator Santorum.
I just wanted to add that we cannot forget that in the midst of this executive order, there was a big drug company that made millions of dollars because of this mandate. We can't deny that.
What are you suggesting?
What I'm saying is that it's wrong for a drug company, because the governor's former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for this drug company. The drug company gave thousands of dollars in political donations to the governor, and this is just flat out wrong.
Right.
The question is it about life, or was it about millions of dollars and potentially billions for a drug company?
All right, I'll let Senator Santorum hold off for a second. You got to respond to that.
Yes, sir. The company was Merck. And it was a $5,000 contribution that I had received from them. I raise about $30 million. And if you're saying that I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended.
I'm offended for all the little girls and the parents that didn't have a choice. That's what I'm offended for.
Yeah, I think we need to hear what Governor Perry's saying. He's saying that his policy was right.
He believes that what he did was right. He thinks he went about it the wrong way. I believe your policy is wrong. Why, ladies and gentlemen, why do we inoculate people with vaccines at public schools? Because we're afraid of those diseases being communicable between people at school. And therefore, to protect the rest of the people at school, we have vaccinations to protect those children. Unless Texas has a very progressive way of communicating diseases in their school by way of their curriculum, then there is no government purpose served for having little girls inoculated at the force and compulsion of the government. This is big government run amok. It is bad policy, and it should not have been done.
All right, the cat calls continue. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Ron Paul and healthcare up next.
You're a physician, Ron Paul, so you're a doctor. You know something about this subject. Let me ask you this hypothetical question. A healthy 30-year-old young man has a good job, makes a good living, but decides, you know what, I'm not going to spend $200 or $300 a month for health insurance because I'm healthy, I don't need it. But, you know, something terrible happens, all of a sudden he needs it. Who's going to pay for if he goes into a coma, for example? Who pays for that?
In a society that you accept welfareism and socialism, he expects the government to take care of
him. What do you want?
But what he should do is whatever he wants to do and assume responsibility for himself. My advice to him would have a major medical policy, but not before.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't have it, and he needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But, Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
No. I practiced medicine before we had Medicaid in the early 1960s when I got out of medical school. I practiced at Santa Rosa Hospital in San Antonio, and the churches took care of them. We never turned anybody away from the hospital, and we've given up on this whole concept that we might take care of ourselves and assume responsibility for ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, our churches would do it. This whole idea, that's the reason the cost is so high. The cost is so high, we cause a dump it on the government, becomes a bureaucracy, it becomes special interest, it kowtows to the insurance companies and the drug companies, and then on top of that, you have the inflation. The inflation devalues the dollar. We have lack of competition. There's no competition in medicine. Everybody's protected by licensing. We should actually legalize alternative health care, allow people to practice what they want.
Yes, sir. 800-510-8255, the comment line. On the countdown, we are trying not to limit discussion, but elevate it. Comments ought to be relevant in any way, shape, or form to whatever it is that we're talking about. This is sort of the general rule. No abusive language. If you are off topic or you're vulgar or profane, you won't last very long here. And so we have some comments on the air at 800-510-8255, some following on Facebook or sending email to doug@dougstephan.com. Here's Jim, who says, it was refreshing hearing politicians dealing with the issues instead of listening to a running diatribe. It is tiring to hear the president try to repackage his failed policies. He tried to hide his call for tax increases, which have been defeated so often. You'd think one with an extremely limited intelligence would even understand that. Let's see here. We have a note from Clinton about the Social Security. It's its own government business, which isn't allowed to be touched to fund anything other than Social Security. That's not correct, sir. Social Security Trust Fund has been raided, and there's nothing in it. That's why everybody's worried about if there's enough money going in there to pay for present needs, because they take it in and it goes out. 800-510-8255. Greta Van Susteren here talks to Newt Gingrich after the debate about the Middle East and what he thinks was missing from the discussion in the debate.
There's an emerging crisis in the Middle East with Israel. Their embassy was stormed over the weekend in Cairo. They've got their ambassador was thrown out of Turkey because of the fighter they're having over that raid on that Turkish ship that was headed for Gaza. And of course, you've got the problems with other countries with Israel. They're our good friends, but things are heating up. Is there anything you would be? Oh, let me add the one thing: is that the Palestinians are going to seek statehood from the UN next week. What would you do if you're president of the United States about Israel right now? And is it as serious as I think it is tonight?
Yeah,
is extraordinarily serious. The Turkish government has begun moving towards a more and more radical position. Remember, the Turks are angry, the Turkish government's angry, because even the United Nations found that their flotilla to Gaza last year was wrong and that they were violating the rules. And the Turks are really angry in general because their pride has been affronted, but they're taking it out on Israel. They're threatening to use Turkish warships to escort a flotilla to Gaza. That would be an extraordinarily dangerous thing. The leader of Turkey is also saying that he will go to Gaza himself. That would be a very dangerous precedent. In Egypt, you have crowd control and very, very dangerous circumstances of dramatically rising anti-Israeli feeling. I think you have to recognize that the region is very, very dangerous. I would take a very hard line. I think that Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton is correct, the chair of the International Relations Committee. She has a bill in which would cut off all U.S. funding to the United Nations for any part of the U.N. which recognized the Palestinian state. That's what Secretary James Baker recommended back in 1989 in the first Bush administration. I think we have to take a very strong line. I would move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as a signal that we have solidarity with Israel. But I would also say to the Turks that we are not going to tolerate Turkish warships escorting a flotilla and flouting the United Nations agreement to Gaza.
All right. What question wasn't asked tonight of the entire eight that you think that you know that was missed or should be asked next time? Is there some really good question that we're missing?
Look, I think the emphasis on what should we do right now. President Obama's speech was so pathetic. His proposals are so political that we have to confront how weak this economy is, how dangerous it is, and the fact that it could get much worse. And I think that any of these debates ought to have a very substantial section on what would you do right now? What do you encourage the Congress to do right now? What is it that we should be doing? Because we're in danger of sliding from 9 to 12 or 13 or 14%. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich's comments this morning, Bill Clinton's Secretary of Labor, warning that you could see a dramatic increase in unemployment, is something which should sober every American and make us want the Congress to take action despite the president and force the president into a series of choices to either pass things that will create jobs or to veto them and prove how deeply committed he is to being a one-term president.
800-510-8255. All right, we'll wrap this up with some audio from former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who was a presidential candidate, you may remember. He's endorsing Mitt Romney. Here he goes.
I know all the candidates in the race for president in 2012. I know them. I respect them. But the next president is going to have to lead on the economy and jobs in a historic way. And there's one candidate in this race who's unmatched in his skills and experience and talent when it comes to turning around this economy and growing jobs, and that's Mitt Romney. And I'm proud and excited to endorse him for president of the United States. I believe he's going to be our party's nominee, and I think he's going to be a transformational and great president for this country. Barack Obama's policies have failed. Mitt Romney can turn this country around because he's a turnaround person who's done great success when it comes to growing jobs and the economy. The distinguishing factor for Governor Romney, and again, I know all these candidates, I respect them, but uniquely, Mitt Romney in this race has a depth and scope of private sector experience as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's invested in, started, and grown businesses, importantly, grown jobs. And so that is a unique perspective. And his leadership ability with respect to the Olympics, of course, as governor, is really the complete package. But his experience in the private sector amongst these candidates is unmatched.
So Pawlenty said that he would work for Romney as his national campaign co-chairman. The first major endorsement, looking at the winner's list from a series of blogs that I've tried to look at here in the last half hour, Mitt Romney seems to have won all four, according to most people. He is the best debater in the field, according to the points here. He knows how to maneuver some of these candidates around into a position of looking weak, and so that's what people are saying. What about you? We'll put that in the rhetorical sense because the Obama jobs plan is next in the focus here on the countdown.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Up next here on the countdown, the focus on the Obama jobs plan. Here's radio host Greg Knapp talking about the sudden urgency the president feels to get this jobs bill passed.
He really seems to think that if he says something loud enough, like yells at you, does it in a preacher cadence and says it over and over again, that he's going to like hypnotize you and then you're going to have to do what he says. I mean, that's the only conclusion I can come up with, because all he did was keep saying, pass this bill, pass this bill, pass this bill, pass this bill. In fact, we've got a little, you can hear the whole speech here in this short little clip.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, and fellow Americans, I am sending this Congress a plan that you should pass right away. You should pass this jobs plan right away. Pass this jobs bill. Pass this jobs bill. You should pass it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Pass this jobs bill. Pass it right away. Pass
right.
This jobs bill. Pass this bill. Pass this jobs bill. Pass this bill. Pass this jobs bill. Pass this jobs bill. You should pass it.
So
and
saying,
I intend to take that message to every corner of this country.
Wow.
Let's get to work. And let's show the world once again why the United States of America remains the greatest nation on earth. Thank
right.
you very much.
So I counted 13 times to pass the jobs bill as I was reading through the transcript. That's the plan. Just pass this jobs bill. And by the way, here's the other thing that should really get you. We got to pass this jobs bill right away. I mean, it's got to be passed right away. But he waited 30 days to bring it to you. Had to go on vacation to Martha's Vineyard first. Got a lot of other things to do. But now we got to pass it right away. It's kind of like how we did Obamacare. We got to pass it right away. You pass the stimulus package. You got to pass it right away. Everything, because if we don't pass it right away, you'll read it, and then you won't want to pass it.
All right, there's Greg Knapp. There's a certain all of the things he said have relevance, although it is getting a little tiring. Everybody taking shots at him for taking a little bit of time off. I think that's the only thing in there that I'd take a shot at those who take that shot. 51 after on the countdown.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The president visiting a school undergoing a multi-million-dollar renovation to sell his proposal for creating more jobs. No coincidence, schools in Ohio, the home state of Speaker Boehner, who is a critic of the president's proposal to tax the rich to pay for the plan. The visit is in Columbus. Here's host Paul Bean talking to Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about President Obama's job plan.
I want to ask you about Obama's job deal, which to me is much ado about nothing. To me, it appears that what he's trying to do at best is just create some temps, some temporary jobs. I mean, once you rebuild a bridge, it's rebuilt. Shouldn't we take a long-term look at job creation and do the things that we must do in this country to rebuild our manufacturing infrastructure and the jobs that will continue to build and create more jobs?
Absolutely, Paul. This is just another stimulus package, and it's just letting the government be more and more of our national GDP. The only place that we're creating, the government's creating any jobs right now is in Washington, D.C., as they hire all these new regulators for all of these new regulations that have come out. And so this, the president can call this a job bill, but this is another stimulus bill. You know, we don't have the money. We've been trying to cut spending, and here the president comes out with a $500 billion new spending plan. And, you know, basically, we need the government to get out of the way and let private sector come in there and incentivize private sector to make those investments. But right now, there's so much uncertainty with all of these regulations, this new health care, pending tax increases. And when I talk to businesses large and small all across the district, they say, you know, Congressman, we have some capital. We have some money in the bank. But we're just concerned about what the outlook is. Because we don't have a clear picture of where our country's headed.
Well, the definition of insanity, what is it they say, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome? And that's
absolutely, and I think that's the kind of the ironic part about this. This is something we've been tried. This is something that the president told us, you know, before, that if we spent $1 trillion, that the unemployment would never get above 8%. It's now 9.1%. We've got 15 million Americans either unemployed or are looking for work or quit looking for work. And so, you know, what we've been doing isn't working.
All right, there's Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas. Here's radio man Brian Freeman with Peter Meyer from CBS about the president hitting the road this week to drum up support.
Is he on a full court press on this? Is it going to be a hard sell? And is this all about politics?
Well, a lot of it is. Look, Republicans are reluctant to support the spending equation in this plan, even though the president keeps insisting that it will all be paid for. So he's taking his case to the voters. The White House is well aware, and Republicans, too, after being home, that the public is fed up with the debate that we saw here bring the country to the brink of default during the summer. And they got an earful when they were at home, and now they seem conciliatory on some of the ideas that the president has, the cut in the payroll tax, extending unemployment benefits. But when it comes to the big spending ideas that he has to improve the schools, to hire teachers, to improve roads and bridges, they are going to be very reluctant to go along with a lot of that.
Yeah, you brought this up a second ago, and a lot of folks over the weekend I talked to brought it up as well. Many folks are wondering where the money is going to come from, or do our children's children end up paying for this thing?
Right. The White House tells us that a week from today it will explain how it intends to pay for this. So you can see this is sort of a time-release capsule, Brian. Today the big idea is going to be the formal dispatch of this to Capitol Hill, sending it this evening as Congress comes back, and then next Monday the details on just how the president plans to pay for this without adding to the deficit. Ultimately, that super committee that emerged from the fight during the summer over the debt and deficit is probably going to have to make a lot of the key decisions on how this would be funded, how a lot of things will be funded, and how a lot of things will be cut.
Peter, has there been any backroom negotiation that you've heard of between the Republicans and the president in trying to get this thing through?
There have been contacts. The president called the Republican House and Senate leaders and told them, you know, what he had in mind before he announced it last week. But the White House has really served notice, both publicly and privately, that it doesn't plan to have any more of these cabinet room meetings, negotiation sessions with the Republicans, because they all know what it led to last summer.
All right, the only thing that's stopping this is politics, says Obama. We'll have to see if that's true, if you agree with that, later this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffens.